You Can Relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger here with my co-host Eric Stockland. It is late. It is not the time we usually do. And this is usually the most fun episodes that we have because we're a little delirious. Mm-hmm. And usually when we do these episodes at night, it's because we didn't have time during the days in the last week, which means life has been crazy and we haven't even seen each other. So it's fun because it's like we finally get to hang out and talk.
How are you?
When we do these nighttime ones, and also you're really delirious, and I'm usually on fire because I'm like the most awake ever.
Que paso, esposa.
I'm really excited.
Tú es muy bonita.
Aw, gracias, guapa. Gracias.
Encantadora.
Wait, can I accept compliments, but only if I'm not speaking English?
I thought we'd do the episode tonight en español.
I would not do that well. I'm not good at language, and that language is so beautiful. I would destroy it. Like, that is such a pretty language compared to
English.
Such
a beautiful language. And y tú, es muy guapa.
Yeah, okay. What's guapa?
It's beautiful.
Guapa's beautiful?
I know. It doesn't sound like it would be, but yeah. Huh. Pretty, yeah.
Anyway.
And encantadora is like, it's lovely, but it's the closest thing I could find to
it's so embarrassing that I don't know more Spanish. I took a lot of Spanish, grew up in California, lived in California the majority of my life. Like, I should know Spanish. I'm so bad at languages.
Estudié en español cuántos semestres en colegio, en universidad?
I didn't study it in college, no. In high school. I studied it in high school.
Okay.
You said in university.
Like, en escuela, yeah, sí.
It's, yeah. Where did you study it? All of it?
I study in Espanol.
Are we really doing this? Because like, I actually do not
speak Spanish. Universidad, yeah.
Cuatro, you studied both.
Cuatro semestres, yeah. Sí.
Four semesters. Mm-hmm. I studied it, I think, I don't remember how many semesters in high school, but I studied it for a few, at least two, but probably four semesters in high school. Semesters were different for me than you because we did them.
What?
Well, we've talked about this. At my high school, we did like...
Semesters will be college.
Well, we did Colegio. Like, no, we did semesters. We didn't do like first term, second term, whatever you guys, didn't you have like weird things?
In high school?
Yeah.
We just had grades. What do you mean?
No, like.
Junior year, senior year. We didn't break them down by semesters.
Oh, I'm thinking of the class. Yeah, it's been a long time, I guess.
And
I'm thinking about the hour, like we did hour and a half long classes in high school and not, I was thinking of, I'm dumb.
Wait, what? I'm sorry, I'm confused.
We talked
now.
About this already, but like I've confused things.
Kaora?
An hour and a half, 90-minute classes.
Whoa.
And yeah, we would...
That's too long for a class.
And we would switch. So that's why I'm saying semesters, because we would do like, you do half the year, you know what I mean? Instead of like, we didn't
caramba.
We didn't do like how you, most schools do, like, don't you guys do like 45-minute classes and you have like six periods or seven periods or something like that?
I think we do like seven classes and they would be called, yeah, I guess periods.
Yeah. So we switched them halfway through the year and we did four classes a day and they were 90 minutes long.
Why would you do that? And
that's
never talked about this before.
We absolutely have talked about it on the podcast. No. I'm 100% confident that we have. Yeah. We did 90 minute classes and it was great because if you got a study hall for one of your classes, you had an hour and a half off. So I would get a study hall, at the class right before lunch. And so that way I'd have lunch tacked onto it. So I'd have 2 hour break. So I just go to first period, go home and take a nap for 2 hours or like go do whatever I wanted for
what
2 hours
were they
and then
doing?
Go back to school.
Now, what were they doing with study hall? What did they think would happen?
I know.
Did they think we
what?
Would study?
I know, that's a weird one. Anyway, why are we talking
siento.
About this?
You know, comprende. Talking about that.
Okay, well,
before.
The point is that I'm stupid and I wish I knew more Spanish. I know like four words. I'm not good at it, even though I studied it. Language is one of those things that does not stick in my head.
Yeah.
I cannot. I've taken German and I've taken Spanish.
Guten Tag.
And I don't know any of it.
Hola.
Don't remember any of it. But I have something really exciting I kind of want to do before we go forward with this episode, before we do our relax.
Oh, she's got plans. Okay.
Well, because... I feel kind of sad because I feel bad because you look really cute. And I know you're like, you always like make sure your outfits are cute and whatever.
Whoa. Don't come at me like that. I'm just casually like this. What do you mean? I don't think about
a couple
that
weeks
stuff.
Ago, we said I was going to get you a male romper and I did. And it came the last time we recorded an episode, I was supposed to do it the following week, which was last week's episode. And I got it that day, but after we'd recorded or the next morning or whatever, it was like right after we'd recorded is when I received, but I have two options for you.
Yo no sé.
And you are wearing one. That is the rule. And you were supposed to put me in a suit, but I guess this is a one-way street here. Okay, so the first one, I looked at male rompers.
Problema.
They're not the same as like mine are, but this one does seem like it's a pretty cozy material. So it actually kind of feels horrible. It kind of feels a little poisonous. But okay, so this is a hooded romper. This is like the only style they had for guys. They didn't have the kind of, it has a zipper and a drawstring waist, which is kind of weird. It's already falling apart. That's how you know it's good quality.
Yeah, I can see the threads.
By the way, wasn't cheap.
From here. That's not, what do you mean?
So this is one option and it has pockets. Okay. So there's one. And the other one is a little more fun. This is the other romper I got you. And it's a cat taco romper. And our sons will love it because don't they have a shirt like this? I think Wesley does. It was Flynn's and now it's Wesley. Yeah. It's a cat taco shirt. I think Wesley calls it his party shirt. His cat party shirt.
So we, on a previous podcast, agreed that you would get me a male romper and I would wear it.
I didn't say it was 2 weeks ago. It wasn't years ago.
I mean, in parent life, that's forever ago. But
I feel like we need to cut to the tape. Like we need to roll the clip of 2 weeks ago when
we don't have the budget for that.
You asked me to find you male rompers. I said I would. And then we had a full conversation about how you were going to dress me up in a suit and I was going to dress you up in a romper and we were going to do it for the following week. Like it wasn't even like a casual conversation.
But
we don't have the budget
for that. So I can deny. I can deny.
Okay. Well, which one are you going to try on? And by which one, I mean, try on both and see which one you like better.
I feel like that's just, it's going to, okay.
It's going to what?
It's going to take up a lot of time. It's going to take up some time here.
It's not going to take up that much time. Just enough time.
Are you going to talk while I do it? I'm not going to change.
Okay. We can save it till the end. All right. At the end of the episode, if you want to see Eric in a male romper.
Yeah. Tease it out.
I'm not trying to tease it. I'm just like, yeah, as we just started. We don't want to stop right away.
This one I could kind of be on board with.
The black one.
Not
it's,
in like
it's
any
all black
sort of
for
reality,
those who are just listening.
But like in a, like this is going to look insane.
It'll look cool. You're going to look so cool.
I think.
The black one
be
is
embarrassed.
It's all black. It's like kind of a soft cotton.
I don't feel prepped because I feel like I need to then get a suit for you to put on or something.
Well, you weren't prepared, you know? What can you say?
I can move these things real quick. I can get up there and get some suits.
Nah, that's not that interesting. People see people in suits. Who cares? But a man in a male romper.
If you want to see Colleen in a suit, it's coming.
No one wants to see
it's
that.
It's going
to
happen.
But we can do that, just not this time because you're not, you know, let's focus on the rompers this time. Let's not take away the spotlight from you this week, love.
Extra large? Okay.
No, I got large.
Says XL.
Wow.
I feel like that stands for extra large.
It does. I thought I got large. But anyway, I'm sorry. I don't know what size you are. And I did think I got large.
I take it as a compliment.
Okay. Who needs to relax for you today, love? And we'll put on the romper at the end.
I was going to talk about a condition I have.
What is it?
It's called microwave amnesia.
Oh, you do have microwave amnesia.
And it's a phenomena that I've discovered about myself. And I wonder if anyone can relate, but like, I don't look at microwaves like a cooking appliance. I look at them like it goes in there and then I just don't think about it again until I think about that appliance again. And then I realize that I had put something in there. I feel like 90% of the time I've ever microwaved anything, I've never gone back to it.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in there. It's set a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time, it could be weeks. It could be months where I'm like, I need to microwave this thing. And then I open it and then I rediscover this thing that I was trying to cook a month ago.
Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
That happened what? No, it's fine.
No, I was going to say, I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
We have the weirdest, there's a lot of weird things about the layout of this house. And for some reason, the microwave is in the pantry. Like
it is a little bit obscure that it's
really
in the pantry.
Weird.
But I feel like this happened at our last house too.
Our microwave was not in the pantry.
It wasn't in the pantry. No, but like I feel like it's a thing that I, it's not like an oven. It's not like a air fryer or a toaster. It's like the microwave, I put something in to cook it and then it's amnesia. It leaves my head completely.
I know. Well, what I was going to say is not that the fact that it's in the pantry isn't the reason you forget. I know you did it at the old house. I'm saying that yesterday I walked into the pantry. I felt like I needed to clarify why this happened when I walked in the pantry. It's because the microwave's in the pantry. I walked into the pantry and I was like, oh, it smells like broccoli in here. Why does it smell like steamed broccoli? Like, it just smelled really weird. Mm-hmm. And then I walked away and I feel like you had no response at all to when I said that. And so my thought was, I think he left something in the microwave and I just discovered it. But I didn't open up the microwave because I didn't think of like that there was something in there.
Oh, if you'd open, I mean, you can go open up right now. There'll be broccoli in there.
Still?
Steamed. Yeah.
You didn't take it out?
So I have this condition. Mm-hmm. And the worst part about it is that I also hate when there are, you have a lot of things that bother you. That bug you, little like idiosyncrasies. Like I have that with if there's time left on a microwave.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Like if I have to clear a microwave time, like if I'm using a microwave to put in food that I'll then forget about and till the next time, if there's like seconds on it still, mm-hmm. hate that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bothers me. Do you ever microwave things? I mean, you must because it happens to me all the time. And then you're impatient and so you take it out. And then you don't clear the time on the microwave?
Yeah, probably. I'm sure that I do that.
Well, but I know use the microwave you do because then I go to use the microwave.
I'm so sorry, love.
Again, I go to use the microwave and I'm not actually using it. I'm just like, I treat it like a trash can, I guess.
Yeah, strange. So like, you're not like excited to eat something like you're putting
hot,
in the microwave?
It's like a hot trash can to me, like for fresh produce.
So, but you're not thinking about like, because if I'm going to make something or cook something and put time into that, I'm like thinking about it. I wouldn't like, I guess I've forgotten things and...
Well,
maybe.
there's kids involved, so I'm like making food for kids. You know what I mean? If it's for me exclusively, no, I will do that too. I've many a burrito has been microwaved by me, and then it's just been left.
Yeah,
in
I guess
there
I've done that to maybe. Die.
So it's like a hot trash can.
Yeah, it's yeah. Like and also, hot... microwave food is like food you don't care about. It's like I wouldn't forget something in like the air fryer, or the oven, or whatever. But like in the microwave, it's kind of like food that you don't want anyway. Microwave food is. It's usually leftovers or some like frozen grossness that you don't even want in the first place.
Well, yeah. Maybe subconsciously it's that I don't understand the technology and so I don't trust it. And so then I don't really want it, maybe.
Oh my gosh, you're going deep. So it's not that just you're forgetful.
What does a microwave even do? It's sending microwaves through food and it makes it hot.
Yeah.
And they go, and it goes around in a circle.
Uh-huh.
And then it's hot. And I feel like I think it's got to be bad. Right?
Well, I think it's been proven that it is, right? I don't know.
Is anyone regulating this? Not anymore, certainly.
I have no idea. I don't really use microwaves unless I'm like, if it's something quick. It's not like I wouldn't cook like a meal in a microwave. It's like I need to heat this. It's something, it's not, I never use it for leftovers or for like a meal. It's like I need to heat this water, melt this butter. Quickly. It's like something like that's like what I would use it for. Like if I'm cooking or baking something else and I need to like melt butter for the recipe or something.
Put your hand up if you're like dumb enough that you don't care that you're just like, yeah, it microwaves it. Yeah, it air fries it. Like what's an air fryer doing? What's air fry even mean?
I think it just gets hot in there. I don't know.
I feel like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think I know, and I don't think I could.
But it's healthier for us because it's air fried?
I don't know that it's healthier for you, but I do
what is
feel
it,
like
what is
well,
it doing?
It's healthier than deep frying. That's what makes it healthier, is that it's
sure.
healthier than deep frying something, right? Like it's not.
Well, my whole life, I've never like sought out answers to understand what that's doing to the food that's also probably.
I haven't either, and I don't think it's because I don't care. I think it's because I already know. I would never be able to understand it if someone explained it to me. So I'm like, I do care and I wish I knew, but like, I know I would never be capable. Like, I can't learn Spanish. I'm not going to be able to understand the science of a microwave and the molecules and wavelengths and whatever.
Yeah, are we to assume that like microwaves, like, is it like electricity?
And
are we to assume that like with the generic plastic like casing of this, that doesn't leak out of it and isn't like hurting us?
I'm sure it
is.
I
feel like when you turn on that microwave, like I always close the pantry door because I'm like, something wrong.
You are a little, you know what? Just in general, love, you're pretty conspiracy theory-ish.
Am I conspiracy theorist?
Like when I met you, you had like tape over your computer, like webcam thing on your laptop, on your phone. Like, you'd like hide anything that looked
justifiably like justifiably so. Look at, open TikTok right now. They'll be like talking about microwaves.
Yeah.
Literally, if you open TikTok right now, it'll be like a microwave TikTok.
Right. Yeah.
So I feel like that was justified. What other conspiracies do I follow?
No, I just feel like that one, but there's, I don't know. I have a bad memory, probably because I've been around too many microwaves, but I remember like being on my phone. I feel like when one of the kids was little, I don't know, you were like, that's like, you didn't want the phone too close to the kids, or I was near the microwave with one of the kids or something. You're like, get away. It's going
to
like,
well, it didn't have anything to do with the phone, but it did have to do with that microwave. Cause I feel like that microwave, like you could feel like air coming, like fumes coming out of it. Like, they had like a wind that microwave, and it was like right at like child level.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Well, we could go on for hours about microwaves.
You know, I don't think we could,
but what do you think?
I think we might be running out of steam on that one.
Or waves.
There is something else that you wanted to do. Not just the romper thing that I was excited about, but who needs to relax for me? I'll get into first, I guess. What needs to relax for me is cat pee. So cat pee, something about cat pee is unlike any other smell in the world. And it makes the smell of cat pee, it's not that it's just a bad rank stench. It like makes me so angry that I can never locate it. We've never really had issues with cats peeing in the house. Growing up, I did. Like the cats, growing up as a child, the cats every once in a while would pee in the house or barf in the house. We've never really had issues with that in our history with cats. But like Daisy has peed, I think twice, maybe a few times, randomly. Like, and she peed today somewhere in our room, and I cannot find it. But it reeks so bad. And there's something about, I don't know why it smells so different than any other kind of pee, but it's like the most poisonous, horrific scent. I hate it so much. It makes me so angry, and I can't find it.
For the listener, I can't smell it. Like, I don't know.
You can't smell anything ever.
I don't
ever.
Know what she's talking about. No,
it smells so bad.
I have a sense
bad.
Of smell. I'm just, there's so many other, there's like so many other pees happening. Like,
no,
like all
it's
the same
not.
Time.
No, put the kids could have a pee a mistake on my face. I'm not wanting this. I'm just saying, like, I'd be like, oh, whatever. Like it's pee. It smells like pee. Like pee does not bother me, but the smell of cat pee is a different beast. Dog pee, any other animal
pee is not bad.
Cat pee is so horrific.
I know it is. You're right. And from like, I've had apartments that I've moved into where I'm like, oh, I know that, this one apartment I had in Hollywood, I remember I moved into, and I was like, it had hardwood floors. And I was like, oh, the person who lived here before me had a cat. And I know this is where they kept the litter box because it was insane. And I remember scrubbing the hardwood. And
you can't get it out.
It never went away. It never went away ever the whole time. I don't know that that's happening here. I haven't smelt it.
It's not happening. It happened today. Like, there was no issue. But today, I know she peed in there because I can smell it.
Yeah, but you were talking about this 2 weeks ago too, and like 2 weeks before that, like so.
No. It happened one other time, and I found it that time. But I need to find it because it's you. The sooner you get to it, the sooner you can clean it, and it's easier to clean the sooner you get to it. So I don't want it to just sit there. And I have literally, and this is the other horrible thing about cat pee, like the only way to find it is to like put your nose in everything and smell it. And when you smell cat pee up close, like right by your nose, like where it happened, it smells like it's doing damage to your brain.
I don't think you'd have to get that.
Love, I cannot find it.
I don't think you can find it because I don't think it's there.
Love, do not gaslight me. I didn't.
Is it gaslighting if I'm telling you honestly to your face, I think you're having a mental breakdown?
There is cat pee in our, all the kids smelled it. The kids were the ones who were like, the cat peed. It smells like pee. It smells like cat, the kids. And then I walked in, I was like, oh my gosh, she did pee in here. What is going on? So then I just started looking everywhere for it. And Flynn was helping me because he was like, oh, it stinks. Like he said it before me. It reeks of cat pee in there. Your nose is broken. And just because you don't smell it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It does. And it keeps me awake at night when I can smell cat pee so bad. Because I can, it's so bad, love. It stinks so bad. Anyway, I don't like cat pee. That was my...
Well, here, I'll tell you what. When we're done recording, I'll clean the litter box.
That has nothing to do with it. The litter box is clean.
Never mind.
But you can do that, but it's but it just has nothing to do with it.
I know it is clean and it has nothing to do with that. I was just offering.
But I think I don't know. There's lots of reasons why it could be. So it's also, there's like the worry of like, is she okay? But it could just be she's like mad about something. I don't know. We'll see.
How do you feel then about toxoplasmosis?
I don't know what that is.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
There's a certain germ in cat
pee?
Fecal.
Oh, poo?
Poo matter.
Okay.
That can get in your brain and make you crazy.
Well, I'm already crazy, so.
Do you ever think about that?
No.
Okay.
Is that why pregnant people can't be around litter boxes?
Yes, that's why. Yeah, that's why. That's why.
But how come, wait, so then shouldn't everyone not be around cat poo? Why is it just pregnant women?
It's a parasite that lives in cat fecal matter, because we don't talk about poo on this podcast, so I'm trying to be scientific about it.
Of course, of course.
That is a parasite and it can literally make you insane, give you fevers. It's a micro parasite, get in your body and give muscle pain, fevers, hallucinate. It's crazy.
You know what? I've never questioned it. Like when I was pregnant the first time, I was like so fascinated by all the different things. They're like, you can't have deli meat. You can't
have sushi.
You can't have, you know, like all the, yeah, you can't, all the different things that you're not allowed to
can't
do.
Can't change the litter box. And I was like, stoked.
Well, that's what I was about to say, is that everything that you're not allowed to do when you're pregnant, I was like, well, why is that? And I wanted to look into why it was. Like, what was the reasoning for the things you weren't allowed to do and have when you were pregnant? But that was the one thing that I didn't think for a second about what the reasoning was or why. Like, I didn't care at all. I was just like, oh yeah. I mean, I did. That's all. Okay. I cannot be near a litter box. You have to do it every time. Like, I didn't even question it. Every other one, I was like, wait, why can't I have
sushi? So you've never heard the term toxoplasmosis before?
No, I haven't. And wow. I also didn't know that and didn't care.
What are the odds of getting toxoplasmosis? 1 in 3.
What?
That's... 1 in 3 people are infected.
Wait,
oh
what?
Oh my gosh.
What do you have to do to get it? Like eat the poo? Like, it's what
just,
do you mean?
Well, here's the thing. So we're talking about litter box. So it's on our... It's on their feet. Yeah. If it gets into your stream.
Oh, I definitely have this then. If it's 1 in 3 people get it and you just be around cats who poop. What is that? What are you talking about? Everyone has this. Then I have
symptoms
it.
Often none. Yeah. It can cause birth defects. I feel like that's why the people are really insane about it. Symptoms. Yeah. Most people have fever, swollen lymph nodes, headaches, muscle aches, skin rashes.
You're literally describing
flu-like me. Symptoms.
You're describing me.
I think you have toxoplasmosis, love.
Wait, are you serious? 1 in 3 people have it?
Eye pain, floaters, headaches, confusion.
This is me. Wait, do people not have eye floaters?
Poor condition.
Doesn't everyone have eye floaters? What do you mean?
Numbness, weakness, fever, cough, shortness of breath, chest pain. I mean...
What do you mean?
It can lead to brain damage. It's like not a fun thing. I mean, they were
is
very,
it 1 in 3?
And so you definitely wouldn't want that in a fetus human.
A fetus?
Fetus human. So like,
is it 1 in 3 people or 1 in 3?
I don't know. It's one of those, you know, like when you Google something and it like gives other prompts below it. So it said odds of getting it was like, I was like, I had typed in what is toxoplasmosis? And then it was like, under it, it had suggested what are the odds of getting it? And when I clicked on it, it said 1 in 3.
1 in 3 what?
I don't know.
1 in 3 poops?
And then it went away. So
1 in 3
now
people?
I can't find
1 in 3
it.
Times you've done the litter box?
If you have
1 in 3
a cat,
eating a poo?
If you have a cat, you have a 33% chance.
No, that's not true. I feel like it's like if you ingest the poo somehow, like you've 1 in 3 chance of getting it. It can't be like if you're a living
I've
human
seen
being
our cats,
around cats.
I've seen you lay with them. I've seen we cuddle with her. I mean,
I've definitely,
it's in your
well,
mouth.
Yeah, no, it's a question. There's no question about it. Like, I am
it's in your
whatever
mouth,
that
it's
is.
It's up to your nose, it's in your ears.
I am that. You just described, like, you just were talking about me when you were describing
it's funny,
the
it's
symptoms
where there's,
of it.
Yeah, it's just a picture of you when I look it up.
Huh, interesting. Well, speaking of pictures of things, you wanted to play a game with me a couple nights ago, and I was like, wait, save it for the podcast. So
what?
He was trying to show me a TikTok of like this guy was showing his girlfriend or wife or something. Objects that he didn't think she would know the name of that are like common things. And I was like, oh, I've seen this. I haven't seen that. I hadn't seen that one that you showed me, but I'd seen the other version of it where the girl shows her boyfriend or her husband objects that...
A picture of a thing. A picture of a thing. I wish I had done it. Oh, I wish you had told me. We talked about this. I know, but I wish...
We talked about the rompers. We talked about the game. That's okay.
But we didn't talk about it again.
You can do it next week.
Okay.
And I can do it to you. So I have some things.
You're going to show me an image?
Well, I'm... Yeah, and here's the thing. It's not... I feel like it'll be a lot better when you do it to me because I don't know anything and I guess it's funny that I'm dumb, but for you, I feel like you'll know these things, but it's stuff that like usually girls know and stereotypically like straight dudes don't maybe know. I don't know. I think it's like the joke of it that like girls are showing their boyfriends or husbands products that they use like on the daily and they don't know what it is at all. But I do think you'll know because I feel like you're very like, aware and like interested and curious about, I don't know, me,
life
and people
nature,
and
women.
Yeah. And so I feel like you'll know them. And the other end of this that's makes this not maybe the best game to play the two of us is that I am not the girliest, like as far as like beauty products and stuff, like I don't own a purse, you know, like
products.
Well, usually people do like beauty products, you know, it's like an eyelash curler
and
stuff like that.
Tools.
Yeah, that's what one. Yeah. That's what the first thing when you were showing me a TikTok, the first and only thing I saw in it was some sort of a tool.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, no, I want to do this later. So I don't want to know what these are because you could do it to me on the podcast.
I'm sorry, but, I forgot to do it.
I don't use many. So when I was trying to think of products that I was like, okay, what are products that I would use that he wouldn't know? I think you would know them all. But anyway, so I just have a few and we'll see if you know. Okay. So the first one is should be obvious. I think you will definitely know what this is. What's that?
It's a pink egg.
What is it, love? Come on.
It's a beauty blender.
Yeah, see, he knows. He knows.
Yeah, I know
the
what
things.
That is. Well, because I'm tasked with filling your stocking at Christmas, and I feel like that's like my go-to for your stocking.
Yeah.
And then I learned the name of it. And
what does it do?
I think you use it to like rub makeup on your face.
Rub makeup on? What do you do with
it?
Like, how do you,
spread it around?
What do you do with it? Like, you just.
I know they're very dirty. I know they're filled with lots of germs and toxoplasmosis. And whenever I've seen them, they're just crumbly and dirty. And you rub them on your face a lot. And you rub them like, you can't just, it's not like a dab. It's like you have to like.
Attack.
You can really attack.
Okay.
It's like you're trying to beat yourself up.
I will say, I'm not good with it, but I don't. Rub it, you like blot it, like you like dab, you know,
it's very aggressive.
Yeah,
the behavior I've seen with that.
All right, what is this? Do you know what this is? You can't see it from there. We'll put it on the screen.
Can I take a guess?
You can.
Is it a diva cup?
It's a menstrual cup.
Okay.
Yeah,
but I don't know what it does. That's not for,
can you guess?
Is that for period stuff?
Well, menstrual would imply that. So what do you think this thing is? How do you think it works?
Does that cup fill up with period?
What do you think?
Is that in you?
Not me, but most girls use these. They're much better for you. I think a lot of girls have switched over to some sort of disc or cup.
What's the pokey thing at the top?
That's the part that is at the bottom that you grab to pull it out.
So the whole thing's in you?
Uh-huh. You fold it up. You fold it up and shove it up there. And then it fills up. And then you pull it out when it's full and you like empty it and clean it, rinse it out.
You've said a lot of crazy stuff on this podcast. I've been made to be uncomfortable. I'm sorry, but
you shouldn't be uncomfortable by
that. I know I shouldn't be. It's like a lot to.
This is, you know, it's crazy. I've never used one of these. I just feel like I would do it wrong and I'm a little scared of them, but they're so much better for you than like tampons. We should not be shoving up there. But I do remember a couple of years ago talking to you about pads and tampons, and you definitely didn't know how those worked.
No.
So do you know pads though? Do you remember this conversation we had about pads? How did pads work? Like, do you remember? We talked about
it. You tape them to your underwear.
Yeah, that's right. The sticky part goes on the underwear.
Yeah.
So you originally thought that went on the vagina.
Well, yeah, I didn't know. Well, I didn't even know there was tape. And then once there was, I mean, who knows where that goes? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I think the question I had asked you was, what do you do when you have to pee if you're wearing a pad?
You'd have to throw it away or whatever, yeah.
That's what you said.
Because I didn't know it was, yeah.
You didn't know it was on the underwear.
Attached to the underwear. Well, also, I can't picture underwear that you would have where that would attach to. There's
well,
nothing.
I've definitely worn pads, like, and.
But what did they, what?
Underwear. Girls have period underwear. I'm literally wearing period underwear right now.
I know your underwear and it like there wouldn't be like anything to take.
No. When you're on your period, you wear different underwear. You have period underwear and then you have normal person underwear. Like you have your daily underwear.
It's crazy to say this and knowing you for this long and being together. Like I don't think I've ever seen your.
Well, I don't usually wear pads unless I have to for some reason, but like I do have period underwear. And I'm pretty
what
confident
is it, like,
I'm wearing
brief,
it right
like
now.
Briefs?
No, yeah, it's like more just like regular underwear, not like a thong. Like it's regular underwear.
I don't think I've ever seen you.
I'm wearing some right now.
Show me.
Okay. You want to see? Yeah. I'm showing in my underwear. You've seen these. I've had them since high school and I'm not joking. And I'm, wait. Oh, no, these aren't. These are not. Actually, I changed them. These are not period underwear. Wait, is it? No, these are period. I'm wearing period underwear. See, do you see it?
Yeah, I know those.
Can you see? I hope you can't see this on the screen. Am I showing my entire butthole?
Regretfully, yeah, no, I know those ones.
Yes, yeah, see, regretfully, you know them. Yeah, that is period. That's a good way to describe period underwear. Regretfully, I know those.
Yeah.
That's period underwear for you. There is, though, there is period underwear that's actually period underwear that you wear and it soaks up the blood for you so you don't have to wear a pad or anything. And I have friends who use that, too. And I've thought about buying them a couple times.
This is a game we're playing?
Yeah, this is great. Okay, here's another one. What's this?
Is this a game?
What's this?
It's an IUD.
You know.
Yeah.
What's this? I've used this. It's been in our bathroom.
Is that what douche looks? Is that douche?
No, and I don't think I know what a douche is. Like, I know that it's like cleans you out or something, but I don't think I've ever seen. Is that what that is? This is called a Perry bottle. And I was given it after
Perry
I gave birth to Flynn.
Winkle.
Because this is how I would clean myself after I peed for a month after Flynn and after
Come
the twins.
Come on, man. This is...
You didn't know? How did you not know this?
No, I know.
You didn't hear how it took 15 minutes of like warming water to fill this bottle up to every time I had to pee you after the babies?
I remember there was bottles for that. I didn't know they had like a scientific name and also like.
Because you fill this part up with water and then you like put down and you squirt it to like clean everything. Got a lot of stitches, love. Got to keep that place clean. All right. Anyway, wait, now I need to look up a douche. Apparently.
Why didn't they give me one of those for the vasectomy? Why didn't I have a bottle like that? Why weren't you bringing me warm periwinkles? What are they called?
Perry bottles.
Why weren't you bringing me warm Perry bottles for my vasectomy, love?
You're so right, love. Like, first of all,
where's my diaper?
I know.
For that.
Because like a C-section and a vaginal birth that resulted in dozens of stitches definitely is the same as a singular stitch in your balls. And
hey,
also,
there was two.
And also,
there was two
and
stitches.
Also, you pee out of the stitches. I mean, I didn't pee out of my, I don't pee out of the vagina. I pee out of my pee hole, but it's the same. It's right there. You know, like where you pee and where you poo is not, it's kind of all really close together. That's why you need the Perry bottle to make sure it's all clean.
Sorry for being a feminist, but also wanting comfort when my privates are stitched upon.
You're such a feminist that we're talking about menstrual stuff and you're like, I'm so uncomfortable. Okay, wait, maybe a douche is a douche of a day. A douche refers to a jet or stream of liquid, often water or solution, used for cleansing or medicinal purposes, like a syringe. Wait, I want to see what it looks like because I've always heard of douche. It does kind of look the same, honestly. There's I don't know.
Love.
Sorry, I'm just
you
looking
don't know
at douches.
Anything about anything,
it's apparently. Not the same. It's different, but it's kind of similar-ish. Okay, what's this, love? New product here.
I'm going to say that's something to do your hair, like curl your hair.
You're right.
It's like a foam rod that is a curler. Curler?
Yes, and how would you,
Final
what
answer.
Would you do with it?
What would I do
like
with it?
Like, how does it work? You're right, it is a curler.
I would like... twist my hair around it in a fashion where I would want to set curls.
Yeah, you're
to
right.
Then be there for like a short term period.
Yes.
Of time.
What's how short of time? When would you wear
for
this?
For that? Mm-hmm. I feel like you would wear that to sleep.
You're correct.
Sleep curler. What are
you're
they called?
Right. Heatless curls is what people call
heatless
that
curls.
Kind of stuff. But that's like so this. I kind of ran out of beauty products. I only have a couple more things here. And I was like, well, I don't really use any beauty products that these girls are doing. Like, So like, I don't use a menstrual cup. I don't have an IUD. Like, and I wanted to do stuff that like I use that I don't think you would know the name
I'm
of.
So excited for next week because I am going to do.
Oh, you're going to destroy me. I'm not going to know shit.
You're not going to get one.
It's
I feel like I'm
so
winning.
Bad.
Have I feel
you're
like
doing
I,
really good.
I don't think I missed one.
You're doing great, except for the fact that you're grossed out by menstruation.
I wasn't grossed out about it. I just didn't like the idea of like a cup of it.
I don't either. I don't like the idea of it either, which is why I don't use them.
I feel better. I feel I'm more comfortable with it being, and this, I mean,
my body, me, your like, choice, love.
No,
my
I know,
body,
but
your
like,
choice.
But like for me, I was more comfortable with it being soaked into something as opposed to being cupped.
Like,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I feel, and I feel the same way. It's just society taught us that's how it works. But like, apparently it's better for you the other way. But I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Sure, then
who knows?
People should do that way. Yeah.
I think a lot of girls are switching to that because we found out that tampons are like super bad for you or something. But maybe they're not. I actually don't know. Don't listen to me at all. Don't take my advice. I don't know anything. I've heard these things and I'm not a doctor. So look it up yourself and figure out what's the right thing for you and your body and talk to your doctor, but don't listen to me. Because
did you know that people put tampons in alcohol?
Uh-huh. And then put it out there
butts?
So they get... Or their vaginas, probably too. I don't know. I've never done either. Have you done it?
No, I've never done that, but I'm just...
Apparently it gets you drunk fast. And I'm like, well, you know what else? You'd probably get drunk fast if you drink it.
Yeah. I don't know. Well,
like you could drink alcohol and be drunk, or you can stick something in your butthole.
Well, I wouldn't do that unless you really understood like the blood system and how that works and how that's working.
Yeah,
for
I wouldn't
you.
Do it even
one
if I did understand these
one
things.
One recommend.
Okay, this is a craft product.
Zero stars.
Yeah, this is a craft product because I was like, okay... I don't use a lot of girly products, but like what I do is crafts. You know, I love a craft.
That's why I call you Doo-Doo Crafts.
I want to do a craft all the time. Give me like mention just the idea of some sort of, I wish I had fill in the blank and I will make it with pipe cleaners and hot glue.
Doo-Doo Crafts.
I will make anything. So I thought I'd put a couple of craft products in here that are like my lifeline. But I do think you'll know these.
How many hot glue guns do you own?
Maybe like 8 or 9.
I was going to say upwards of 10.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Not all of them work well, but yeah, I like the big ones the best. The big ones with the big thick sticks.
Hey, oh, geez.
And I don't
so, you're saying girth is important to you when it comes to hot glue.
Yeah, because you get more glue and I just feel like they work better and I just like the girthy big ones. The little ones are like so dinky and like I'm trying to like glue something fast and it's like spitting out like the smallest amount. I'm like, get a life, grow up.
Intense soundbite there.
All right. What is this craft product? You know this.
Mod Podge.
Oh my God. You know,
Mod Podge.
I love you so much because
love Mod Podge.
You mispronounce it the same way I do.
What is it?
It's, you're going to hate
this. Is
it going
to be Mod Podge?
Pretty much. It's Mod Podge. And I've always said Mod Podge.
Mod Podge?
Yeah, it's Mod Podge.
Is it spelled M-O-D?
It is. I'll show you.
Oh, I feel like I
look.
You're right. In my brain, I see a G-E at the end
me
of the
too.
Mod Podge.
I've always said Mod Podge. And it's, I
that's
have
like a
so
Mandela
much of
effect
this.
Thing.
I, that's what I think too, because I've always said Mod Podge. And I was
that
saying
looks
it in
like a
vlog.
Lie.
I know. And I was saying it in a vlog once and everyone was like, LOL, idiot. It's not Mod Podge. It's Mod Podge. And I was like, these people are stupid. I know what I'm talking about because I'm a crafting queen. And then I looked and I was like, I am wrong and they're right. And I'm the dummy dumb. Yeah,
great product. Yeah.
Great. And they have it in different forms. You can get the glossy. You can get the clear, you can get the matte. They have it like, they have all different kinds. They have it for photos. Like they have a puzzle version of Mod, but like to secure your puzzles together if you finish your puzzle. They have all different kinds. I love Mod Podge. I use it for everything. But hot glue is the number one, obviously, but you know what a hot glue gun looks like. What's this tool?
You use that to pick up gems for some reason.
Okay, I was hoping you'd know what this is.
Yeah, it's a bedazzler tool.
Yeah, it's like for rhinestones.
I don't know why, but for some reason they make a thing that's so you don't have to use your fingers to pick up, which seems tedious to bedazzle something.
Well, it's like impossible.
But who's doing that?
Like it's near impossible
insane
to pick
people.
Up rhinestones by your fingers because they're so
aren't
small.
Aren't there machines? Aren't there machines to bedazzle things?
Maybe, I don't know, but if you want to rhinestone something yourself and make rhinestone something yourself, you don't use your fingers. Your fingers will get glue all over them. You can't get it precise. Tweezers will get sticky and then the tweezers like get stuck to each other and stick.
How
things
does that
in.
Work then?
So the top of it, this like top tip white part, that's like made out of this, like, it's almost like a wax. You can use a crayon too. Hot. Yeah. Fun little tip for you. If you use a crayon, like the rhinestone, stay on the crayon. So it's like a wax kind of stuff on the top.
This is too much time.
And then the other side is like that straight tip, and that's so you can push it into place. If it's like a little out of place.
So the wax sticks to the rhinestone.
And you put the rhinestone. If you have a dab of glue, you put the dab of glue on whatever you're rhinestoning, and then you pick up the rhinestone with that tool. And when you put the rhinestone on the glue, so that tool is great because it's strong enough to pick up the rhinestone, but it will essentially lets go of it when it touches the glue because the glue is stickier than the wax is. So it like will hold it until it hits the glue. It's fabulous.
Somebody thought of that.
It's so amazing. And I don't think it's like one of my favorite crafting things. I don't think I could live without it.
That's wild. And big seller. You think someone made $1 million off of that?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know that a lot of people use it. I just know that I learned about it from JoJo Siwa because she was like,
yeah.
You have to have one of these. This is how to do it. And I was like, oh my God, it changed my life. Like it's like that amazing. But my crafting go-tos, here's one more crafting thing. I think you'll know what this is, but maybe not because I'll get into that in a minute. What's this?
Is that a seam puller?
Seam ripper. Yes. And I'm surprised you actually know what that is because you were sewing something recently, like using a needle and thread. And
that's about as far as I go. Yeah.
Well, but you don't even go that
far.
The
darnest sock.
Because you know what he did, y'all? This was very stressful to me. He put the thread through the needle hole, through the eye of the needle. And then he tied the thread, the thin thread to the needle. Like he tied a tight knot onto the like hole of the needle.
I always forget your secret.
Well, if you do that, then the needle's going to get stuck.
You tie it all the way at the end and like a big.
Yeah, you have a knot at the end of the thread so that the thread doesn't go all the way through, but he ties the knot onto the needle. So when you're pulling the needle through, it gets stuck every time on that knot. And then I can't get the thread off of the needle because you tied it so tight onto the hole that I can't get it off of the needle. And he does this every time he uses a needle and thread.
I don't know if there was a sewing merit badge. I feel like there must have been, but yeah, I don't really have much experience. Like no one really taught us. I'm kind of self-taught at sewing. And in my sewing, it's like, oh, there's a hole in my pocket or sewing ska punk band patches to my backpack in high school. Like that's the extent of it. Like not
well, honestly, like that's more than most guys. And I love that if you have a button missing or if you have like something you want sewn on that you want to do it and learn it yourself. And so I'm certainly not trying to discourage you from doing it. I'm just saying like, there's a much easier way for you.
I got to remember that. Don't tie the knot to the needle.
It just makes your life easier.
And then the thread's double, right? Is your whole thing?
Yeah, I do a double thread and then I tie a knot at the
end. Yeah, that's a good, like, I'm glad we're putting that out there in public and like getting this like off our chest. Because people, isn't that such a cool term, darn a sock? Have you ever heard that before?
Mm-mm.
To darn a sock is to like repair a hole in a sock.
Sounds like you're saying darnest, like darndest.
Darn a sock, yeah.
That reminds me of two things I wanted to say. But first, darnest sock, whatever. It reminded me of the word darling, which is, the reason I'm saying this at all is because I was looking at the security cameras with Flynn maybe a week ago and we saw a couple skunks outside and there's like a mom and her two, and the mom is a skunk that Wesley named Bathtub and she had babies a couple months ago or something. And now those two other skunks, the baby ones, the young ones, they run around all the time. They're terrified. I have footage, love.
Yeah. They're not
today.
Very nocturnal.
Love today. I don't, maybe I should put this on here today. A skunk was outside at 4 p.m. What the hell?
Nocturnal.
And I was outside at 4:04, the same spot. 4:04
minutes.
Ships
passing in the night. I feel like there's so much security footage of you walking by and then a skunk the next second.
Well, I hadn't gone out there in a week because I was so afraid.
It smelled like skunk today.
Yeah, I was so afraid of getting skunked that after I saw that on the security cameras that they're coming out during the day in the same spot where I measure like my sentry plant, I hadn't gone out for a week. And then I read I was talking about it in my vlog and the comments were like, they won't spray you like they're, unless you like try to hurt them or bother them, like they're going to be scared of you. They'll run away and they're not going to do it. And they give you fair warning. Like they stomp their front feet and they do all these things. Like, so you won't really have to worry about it. So I was like, oh, it's probably fine. And then today I went out 4 minutes after the skunk was there. But anyway, the reason I'm saying this is because I was looking at the footage with Flynn of the security camera footage a week or so ago. And my kids love to name the animals we see in the security cameras. And he saw this skunk walking around that was cute. It was like a little smaller, fluffy, whatever. And he goes, "Oh, I have the perfect name for it. Darling."
Yeah, he's...
Come on!
That's really good.
That's a great name for a cute baby skunk. Darling the Skunk.
And his mom's name is Bathtub.
I know. That is so Wesley coded. Like, that is such a Wesley name for an animal.
Wesley, what should we name this baby chick? How about Monster Truck Pancake?
I rewatched an old video of them.
So good.
The other day of when it's like my favorite video of our three kids because it perfectly describes them. And it was probably a year ago, maybe longer. Where I just all it's like a 30-second video, and all I do is ask them their favorite color. And Flynn says something like, "My favorite color is blue and all the colors of the rainbow," or something like it's like he has an answer, but also it's like actually it's more complicated and he loves everything and all things. And Maisie's answer is insane. She's like, "My favorite color is pink and blue." And I go, "Pink and blue? No, it's not. It's blue and pink." Or like she like switches them and she goes, "And green. And my favorite color is orange. And my favorite," and she starts listing one at a time, all of them, as if I said it, like it was my fault that like, but she was individually naming every single color, making the longest story ever. And then I turn the camera on Wesley and I go, "What's your favorite color?" He goes, "Monster Truck." It's like my favorite video ever. I watched it the other day. It was fabulous.
They all have, they're very nuanced.
They all, yes.
And they have their idiosyncrasies.
They all have their wonderful things. But what I, before I got distracted by the darling of it all, I wanted to ask you a question in regards to what we were just talking about, the sewing thing. What are some of the things that you had to learn the hard way as an adult that you're like, why did no one teach me about this earlier in my life? Like, how is this not part of school or like parenting or what? Like, no knock to our parents. I'm just saying like, there are a few things like that when I became an adult that I was like, what? How do I know how to like do all these crazy math equations that I learned in high school and know how to write in cursive and all this stuff? But like nobody taught me about taxes. Like I just knew that taxes were a thing that you do.
I was going to say, yeah, like my whole life, nobody taught me about taxes or what we're going to have to do and then all of a sudden it was...
And it was scary.
It was happening and it was scary. And I was in an office in Van Nuys, California with a man who was like, "Well, what is about this?" And like having to make a, I remember using like a magic marker to like write down all these things, you know what I mean? And just handing this man in Van Nuys in this little small, like strip mall office, like a pile of papers with my like magic marker notes all over it and being like, "Is this money? Is this a thing?"
It makes
and then
no
hoping
sense.
You get, and then just hoping you get money back and then being like, and 1 year them being like, "Hey, you get $2,000. And I'm like, "Oh my God." And the next year they're like, "Hey, you owe $6,000. And I was like, "What the fuck?" It's the same. It's the same magic marker. It's the same pieces of paper that they gave me in the mail.
None of it makes any sense.
This makes no sense. Why didn't no one tell me about this? And then, And then they were like, "Oh yeah, you don't have health or dental anymore." Like, and probably never again. You know what I mean? Like, all that. That's the only thing I can think of.
That was the worst one for me. I mean, there are a few things, but that one was the worst one for me. And I remember, because it's like, I knew that you do taxes. I knew that's something that you do and you had to do.
Or you could go to jail.
Well, that's the
thing. And if you do it wrong, you go to jail.
They're like, "We're not going to teach you about this." You just, all I knew as like maybe 21, 22 years old, I was so new to it. And I think it was, I was fresh out of college. The first time I like really had a hard time with taxes. Because before that, it was so easy. It had like a simple job, like part time or whatever.
Did you use like TurboTax?
Yeah, I always use like some website.
That's
like
what
TurboTax.
I always
did.
It was like TurboTax.
But then first year of Miranda, like the first year of my career, I performed at random comedy clubs or in basements of bars
and
different
things.
States.
It's like, how do you enter this?
I performed in London. I performed in all these random places, and I didn't know that it was like every state has different paperwork and different laws and different rules and all these things. And I remember going in to this tax lady because I was like, this is so much more complicated that I can't do it on this TurboTax website, whatever. So I went into this lady and she talked to me like I was the biggest idiot. I felt so stupid. I left crying every time I met with her because she just made me feel so... She's like, you really don't have this, or you really don't know about this. Why didn't you do this?
Oh, no.
You really didn't write this.
My guy was great.
I didn't know. I'm 22. I'm like, I don't know what any of this is. No one taught me this. And also, like, and you're right that it's like no one taught me how to do it. All I knew is you had to do taxes. And if you did it wrong, you were in huge trouble. The IRS is going to come after you and take all your money and you're going to prison. Like, I was just like, so, so petrified of doing it wrong.
My guy, yeah, I feel so bad for you because I was certainly dumber. But my guy was so nice. He was like this older guy and he like had, I don't know. Anyways, he had like a candy dish on his desk. So there was like little, like, you know, mini Snickers or Three Musketeers or whatever. And he would just kind of like scoff and shake his head. But like he like had a sense of humor. He like thought it was funny. And he liked that it was like that I was an actor and it was like these little things or whatever. And like trying to figure out the puzzle. He was like really sweet about it, actually. So I ended up going back to him for like years. Like I went to this guy for like 6 years.
Oh, that's so cute.
And he helped me incorporate all this stuff. Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
I did not have that experience. Mine was really embarrassing. And I'm not the type that spends money. Like once I started making real money, like I'm not the type that's like, oh, I want a Louis Vuitton bag and like cute heels that are $1,000. Like I'm not a spender. Like I'm like a fast food girly that's like, I'm like, where's the nearest deal? Like, I'm like, I love a deal. But I always was like what I want to spend my money on, the first, I need an accountant to do my taxes so I never do it wrong. Like I wanted to pay an accountant to take care of all the money things. Cause I was like, I don't want to do this wrong. It scared the crap out of me.
Was an actor. Like, it was like, especially in the beginning, I was like told like, we'll save every receipt that you have to do.
Yes.
Like
I still have receipts.
And it was like, and I'm not talking like your SAG dues and like your receipt for your headshots or whatever, but like, I save receipts for like everything. So I'm like,
everything.
I'm an actor. This is a write-off, right? If I bought a clothes, if I
totally
every time I paid for gas,
totally
like going to an audition, like, cause I think you used to be, that was actually was, it's, I don't think it is. It's not anymore, but like it used to, those used to all be like write-offs. Cause you're like, you're your own business and you're trying to get to your audition and your things, blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah.
So like, I would just have, it was just literally just like a manila folder.
Oh yeah.
Filled with receipts, magic marker, like illegible notes all over it. And this guy just laughed, fed me candy. And at the end of it, he'd be like, I can get you $2,000 back, or you're home. You know, you have to give me $6,000.
I still have receipts. I'm very confident from like 20 years ago, 15 years ago,
like
in my closet.
They like turn yellow.
Yeah. They're like, yeah. You can't even read them anymore. Uh-huh. But like, I would be like on the way to Disneyland and stop at Starbucks or something, or stop at like getting food somewhere. And I'd be like, I have to keep this receipt because I'm on the way to go to work. But I also remember the first time I owed money. And it was a lot of money because like YouTube was like a new thing. And I remember when YouTube started paying people, my first check from Google, like I remember when that started and the first time they started paying their creators, like I was in that batch of people and like, that was very exciting, but like they weren't taking money out of that. And I didn't understand the concept of
now it's only, I haven't had a year in a long time where they're like, oh, you get this back. It's
only,
it's only owing. Yeah.
Only.
It's not fun anymore.
But that was a scary year when they were like, this is how much you owe. I was like, oh my, that's all of my money.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I was trying to think of other things like that I'm like, why don't they teach these things? And taxes is one of them. I think in school, if we have to learn about math and science and history and all these wonderful things, we're so lucky to have this education that we have here. But like, why are we not required to take like, I feel like they used to do it a long time ago, but like a housekeeper class, like a class on like how to make a home.
What do you mean, like home ec?
Yeah, like home ec. I didn't have that.
They have that in my school.
But it's an elective. Isn't it an elective?
Yeah, I didn't take it because it wasn't elective.
Right. So like, I think it should be required and you can learn how to like cook
Do you know how to change a tire on a car?
No, I do not know how to change a tire.
You don't know how to change a tire?
No.
If you got a flat tire on the side of a highway, no one could come help you. You wouldn't be able to change
the
tire.
Well, yes, AAA would come help me.
No, but if they couldn't come, you would either die there or be able to change the tire.
I'd call Rachel.
No, but if you couldn't call anybody, if you were alone and you had to change a tire on a car, or change a tire. No service.
Where would I be driving that has no service alone?
A mountain.
This doesn't exist.
Well, I'm just saying, your phone's dead.
I don't drive.
You either die or you have to change a tire on a car by yourself.
I do not drive.
Stop making excuses.
It's not excuses. It's facts.
The scenario wouldn't happen. If this happened.
It wouldn't.
But I'm saying if it did, if you would either die or have to change a tire on a car by yourself, what would happen?
I figure out how to change a car. I'm not going to die because of it. Like, I'd figure it out. But I also don't think I would ever be in that scenario because I do not drive. And if I do, I'm not going somewhere where there's no service. That's crazy talk. I would go where there's lots of people everywhere. And if my phone was dead and there was no service, someone would drive by, someone would stop. And I'd be like, hey, can I use your phone to call my sister to come change this tire?
I just think you should know how to change a tire on a car.
Okay. I'm glad you think that.
I was adding to the conversation of things that maybe they should teach us.
Yeah, I do think they should teach us that.
Taxes, how to change a tire.
Like how to fill a tire with air?
Yeah.
Not a clue.
Maybe what foods are bad for us.
Yeah, they kind of teach us that.
The pyramid where it's like bread?
Yeah, I think the pyramid's over now. I don't think I do remember watching in health class in college. I didn't take health in high school, but in college, I took a health class and we watched Super Size Me and I immediately got McDonald's after.
Oh yeah. That's an epic documentary, but it certainly makes you want McDonald's, but that's part of the thesis of that film is that like the marketing and everything about it is so ingrained in us generationally that like you salivate when you see just the colors of their marketing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's poison.
Yeah, but they got good fries.
The best fries. You can never top those fries.
I know. What did we talk about today? Who knows? So many things. I'm just now thinking like, because we need to, I think we're like, it's time to go. But I'm like, did we talk about things? I don't even remember. Your romper. You have to put on your romper.
Oh, God.
Put on a romper, love. All right. It's time for a fashion show. We'll be back in 1 second.
It's not happening.
All right. Eric has put on a romper. He's on his way in. Look at you. You look cute, actually. Wait, it definitely looks cute, though, for real.
I feel very exposed.
Wait, it looks good on you.
I saw one on TikTok where you can pull down your butt. And you can pee in them.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, wait. Why are you watching girls pulling on their butts and peeing?
I don't know why. I think because we talked about rompers. Like TikTok was like, he wants to see ads about women's rompers. And so it was like.
Okay. Let me see. Wait, Sam, you got to stand up and model. Hello. You can't just like sit down immediately. It looks like a black shirt. Look at that. I think it's cute, actually, for real. I like it. It looks cozy. Nice. It does have pockets. It's short. I couldn't find long ones. Seems like the material is very clingy. It's like clinging to you statically. Yes. And you're hiding your bits. It looks cute, though.
I would never put this on again.
Well, what about this one? Put this one on, the cat one. Okay, we're putting on the next one. I don't even know if he was in frame. I wasn't paying attention to the camera. You look cute, I think. I like it. Plus, I can see your big old guns. Hello. That was nice, right? If you're watching, you saw it looked good. All right, we're waiting for the next one now. All righty, love. Let's see the next one. Oh, come on. Whoa, the neckline is wild. It's very like priest. I don't know. No. It's very interesting, but I love it. It looks so good on you. I don't know if you can see him in
this feels like very like frat guy party.
I like it. I think it looks good. Do you like it?
I love it.
The neckline is really bizarre. Why is it like that? But the rest of it, I think it looks cute on you. Are you going to wear rompers? Wait, don't show them your insides. The camera angle might be seeing all the bits and pieces.
No, it's not. It's fine.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Thanks for listening to Relax, the podcast. And now I'm so excited we can wear rompers together. Couples who wear rompers together.
So next week, you're in a suit and I'm showing you pictures of tools.
All right. Sounds good to me.
All right.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, ow. Keep that in.